Matthew chapter 28. At the end of the Sabbath Saturday, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, that is Sunday, Nisan 17, March April 4C71, AH 29 AD, Mary Magdalene came and the other Mary to see the tomb. And there was a great earthquake, because the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And because of their fear of him, the keepers shook and became as dead men. And the angel spoke and said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, because he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And indeed he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Indeed, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers that they should go into Galilee, and there they shall see me." Now when they were going, some of the watch came into the city, and told to the chief priests all the things that had happened. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave a large amount of money to the soldiers, saying, "You say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were told. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. You go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you. And indeed, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Let it be."